Welcome to Walking in the Sun with God. I'm your host, Alyssa, and today we have an episode that's probably going to shock a lot of people out there. So without further ado, we're going to jump right into it. So, hey guys, it's me, it's Alyssa, I'm back, and this is an episode, as I just mentioned in the beginning, that is probably going to shock a lot of you, and that is because it's going to be something completely different than what we've all kind of been taught or heard growing up, either as a Christian, in the church, in Christian households, and that is, there is no right or wrong way to pray. Now, I believed this for a very, 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 very long time, my entire duration as a Christian. I believed that there wasn't a right or wrong way to pray. But in the past recent weeks, I'm starting to see that I don't think that that is right. Because I've been at a youth group and we've been doing a study on prayer, and it really seems that there actually is a right way to pray. So what we're going to do is we're going to listen to the audio of an article by a site called gotquestions.org. Now, gotquestions.org is a biblical site where you can go and do research on topics and questions, and they will provide you with articles written by their staff, as well as references in the Bible. Now, before any of you freak out, Got Questions has given me permission to use their audio on my podcast as long as I mention their website and that it is their work and not my own. So, without further ado, let's jump right into this.
Is the proper way to pray? We're going to answer that question. You can also discover more on gotquestions.org. Is it best to pray standing up, sitting down, kneeling, or bowing down? Should our hands be open, closed, or lifted up to God? Do our eyes need to be closed when we pray? Is it better to pray in a church building or out in nature? Should we pray in the morning when we get up or at night before we go to bed? Are there certain words we need to say in our prayers? How do we begin our prayers? What is the proper way to close a prayer? These questions and others are common questions asked about prayer. What is the proper way to pray? Do any of the previously mentioned things even matter? Far too often, prayer is viewed as a magic formula. Some believe that if we do not say exactly the right things or pray in the right position, God will not hear and answer our prayer. That is completely unbiblical. God does not answer our prayers based on when we pray, where we are, what position our body is in, or in what order we word our prayers. We are told in 1 John 5:14 through 15 to have confidence when we come to God in prayer, knowing He hears us and will grant whatever we ask as long as it is in His will. And I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Son may bring glory to the Father. You may ask me for anything in my name, and I will do it. According to these and many other scriptures, God answers prayer requests based on whether they are asked according to His will and in the name of Jesus, to bring glory to Jesus. So what is the proper way to pray? Philippians tells us to pray without being anxious, to pray about everything, and to pray with thankful hearts. God will answer all such prayers with the gift of His peace in our hearts. The proper way to pray is to pour out our hearts to God, being honest and open with God, as He already knows us better than we know ourselves. We are to present our requests to God, keeping in mind that God knows what is best and will not grant a request that is not His will for us. We are to express our love, gratitude, and worship to God in prayer without worrying about having just the right words to say. God is more interested in the content of our hearts than the eloquence of our words. The closest the Bible comes to giving a pattern for prayer is the Lord's Prayer. Please understand that the Lord's Prayer is not a prayer we are to memorize and recite to God. It is an example of the things that should go into that prayer: worship, trust in God, requests, confession, and submission. We are to pray for the things the Lord's Prayer talks about, using our own words and customizing it to our own journey. The proper way to pray is to express our hearts to God. Sitting, standing, kneeling, hands open or closed, eyes open or closed, in a church, at home, or outside, in the morning, at night. These are all side issues, subject to personal preference, conviction, and appropriateness. God's desire is for prayer to be a real and personal connection between Himself and us. That answers the question, what is the proper way to pray? On our website, gotquestions.org, you'll find a deeper discussion and recommended resources. If this helped you, give us a thumbs up and click subscribe. Meanwhile, if you'd like to study more, click the bell and check out these other questions.
So there you have it. There is the article. Now, I love how the article goes over how prayer isn't a super strict regimen of rules that we need to follow, but that there is a pattern that we should follow, and in turn, a right and wrong way to prayer. So the first part of prayer and how we should pray is found in Philippians 4:6-7, which tells us to pray without being anxious, pray about everything, and pray with thankful hearts, being thankful to God because of everything that He has done for you and will continue to do. The other pattern to prayer is found in Luke 11:1-13, and that is not only the Lord's Prayer, but it's Christ's teaching about prayer. And now there is a pattern to the Lord's Prayer that I believe that we should follow. That pattern is, it firstly humbly recognizes God's holiness. Then it calls us to let go of our will and submit to God's. It then asks God to provide for our daily needs and directs us to confess our sins and ask for forgiveness. It then directs us to show that same forgiveness to others and to ask for a spirit willing to show that forgiveness to others. And lastly, it leads us to ask God to protect us and strengthen us against the temptation of the evil one and of the evil one himself. And now I'm actually going to read a prayer that I wrote that follows this pattern. But before I do that, here's a side note. Do you realize that the Lord's Prayer actually ends with personal requests, whereas our prayers usually start with personal requests? Let that sit for a second. We usually just skip all of this, skip all the recognition and the submission and the just asking to provide for needs, not wants, but needs, and for things that are important like forgiveness and confession and strength against the devil. We skip all that and we go directly to, this is what I want, this is my request, when in reality the Lord's Prayer ends with that. So this is the prayer. It says, Father, you are holy and wonderful, protecting and powerful, loving and worthy of all worship and praise. Let your will be done over my own. Please provide my daily needs. Father, I confess that I always go to the negative and judgmental side. Please forgive me and show me how to extend that same forgiveness to others. Give me strength, the ability, and the willingness to stand against the temptations and the lies of Satan. Father, please walk by my side during this hard time with work. I do ask that the schedule gets sorted out and that I am able to work but still have time for school and SAR. I leave it in your hands. Father, I pray over the gals who work at Springfield. I pray they come to know you and love you. Father, it is in your son's wonderful name I pray. Amen. So that's the prayer that I actually have written down in my notebook. And you will see that the first part of that, I am following the pattern of the Lord's Prayer. I'm recognizing God's holiness. I'm submitting to him and asking for his will to be done. I'm asking for my needs to be provided for, not my wants, but my needs. I confess some of my sins. I ask for forgiveness for them. I ask for help in showing that same forgiveness. And I ask for protection and strength against Satan. And then I go into my requests after I have followed the pattern of the Lord's Prayer that is taught to us throughout the Gospels, especially in Luke 11:1-13, teachings about prayer that are in Christ's own words. So that to me shows that there is a right or wrong way to pray. Now, I'm not saying that if you were just in the heat of the moment and you just throw a prayer up to God, like, God, thank you, or God, help me, or whatever it is, I think that that is okay because it is done in innocence. It's not done in a, well, I'm just going to pray again this morning and just check it off my list and move on. No, it's a prayer done in innocence. And when we follow this pattern of the Lord's Prayer, when we're starting out by recognizing God's holiness, we are coming to him with the right mindset because he is holy. We're not just skipping over all of that and going straight into requests, as I mentioned earlier. We're actually taking the time to recognize him, submit to him, ask for provision for our needs, confessing, asking for forgiveness, asking for help sharing that same forgiveness, and asking for help when it comes to resisting the evil one, the devil, Satan, whatever you call him. And that is what I have for you guys. I really hope that this episode made sense and it shows you where I'm coming from. It can kind of make you think, because I do believe that there is a right or wrong way to pray. If there wasn't a right or wrong way to pray, would prayer even really matter in a sense if it could just be said in whatever way with whatever words? And I do believe that when it comes to actual praying, it doesn't matter if you're standing, sitting, eyes open, eyes closed, kneeling, whatever it is. That, I think, is okay to do in any form because it's a comfortability thing. Like, we do want to, like, God is already so powerful and so magnificent that I believe that he would want us to be as comfortable as we can so we feel like that we really can approach him and talk to him. Now, I will admit, sometimes when I've gotten on my when I've actually gotten on my knees and had my hands open above my head and just prayed my heart out, like literally just not following a pattern, just talking and almost venting to God in a way, that is just absolutely amazing. And again, it's done in innocence. It's not done in just a checklist sort of way, because in that innocence, I'm recognizing God's power and I'm bringing everything to him and I'm recognizing his holiness. But I do believe that we should strive to follow that pattern as best we can. When I'm writing my prayers out, I don't always do this when I'm speaking my prayers out, but if I'm actually writing a prayer, I will open up to this pattern that I just shared to you that I have written down in my notebook, and I will write it out in this pattern, and I make sure to put my requests last, because that is what the pattern really shows us, that we need to acknowledge God, and then we can bring to him our requests, because our requests aren't usually what we need, and they're not always his will. So, thank you for joining me, guys. That is what I have today, and I will see you all on the next episode.